Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
On yesterday's broadcast, I gave a very interesting story by Dr. Mary Ray called A Tale of Two Professors. And today I have a story from her husband, Dr. James Ray, and it's called The Greatest Thought of David Livingstone. Dr. Ray says, some years ago on my first visit to England, I stood in the old Westminster Abbey located in the heart of London. In the center of the massive cathedral, buried beneath the stone floor, was the body of David Livingstone. It seemed impossible that I could actually be so near a man like that. Just inches away, beneath my feet, was the body of a man who was described by Florence Nightingale in these words, "God has taken away the greatest man of his generation, for Dr. Livingstone stood alone." Well, he literally opened up dark Africa for other missionaries. He plotted more than 29,000 miles across Africa. Livingstone was the first white man to do that, and everywhere he went, he left his marks of medicine and the gospel. I saw preserved in his home in Scotland his medical bag that he carried throughout Africa. And after a separation of 5 years, Livingstone sailed away to England to see his wife and children again. The loneliness of those years and the gladness of meeting are embodied in the following lines written by Mrs. Livingstone. 100,000 welcomes, how my heart is gushing o'er, with the love and joy and wonder, thus to see your face once more. And there's nothing but the gladness and the love within my heart, and the hope so sweet and certain that again we'll never part. You'll never part me, darling. There's a promise in your eye. I may tend you while I'm living. You may watch me when I die. And if death but kindly lead me to the blessed home on high, what 100,000 welcomes will await you in the sky. Well, David Livingstone returned to Africa to continue the work that God had called him to do. Mary had been in Scotland for a year with the children. In great loneliness for her husband, she came to Africa early to be with him. After only 3 months together, she became ill and a few days later died. Many times, David Livingstone was paralyzed by fatigue, attacked by wild animals, struck by disease, threatened by slave traders, but the greatest trial of all was burying his wife Mary in an African grave. Livingstone later wrote, "I loved Mary when we married, and the longer I lived with her, the more I loved her." And then he added these words, "I am left alone in the world. Mary, I feel like I could die." But he plodded on, exploring for Christ. Years passed. On March the 1st, 1873, his servants found him in a native hut deep in the heart of Africa, kneeling but dead. The natives cut his heart out and buried it in the village far out in Africa. They thought his heart belonged there. Then they dried his body to embalm it and carried it for 9 months to the coast, where a British ship transported it to England. I stood in old Westminster Abbey. One question loomed in my mind. Why? Why would a man go through all this? What could possibly motivate such a life of suffering, sacrifice, and dedication? Several years later, I think I found the answer. My wife and I visited the little Scottish village in Blantyre where David Livingstone grew up. I walked through the old house looking at the pictures and reading his letters, and I'll tell you the rest of the story tomorrow.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050. Or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.